This is a HeadGum Podcast. It is the new year, and you know what that means. It is time to take care of your body. And you guys know that I love Care of. It's actually like my number one favorite thing because it makes it so easy for me to get my vitamins and supplements and everything that I need to make me feel energized and focused and healthy to tackle my 2018. So if you guys don't know what Care of, it is the one place where you can go online, you fill out this fun quiz that asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and then it uses those answers to create a personalized vitamin packet just for you in minutes. Your subscription box includes a month's supply of individually wrapped packets that are honestly the cutest things I've ever seen, with your personal daily mix of vitamins and supplements for easy grab and go. So you can toss them in their bag, you can throw them in your pocket, so easy. You don't need to rummage through a bunch of bottles of vitamins, it's all there for you. And the recommendations are all based on clinical research and traditional medicine with input from doctors and nutritionists. All of the supplements have vegan and vegetarian options so they can match your dietary needs. And it's basically like having a one-on-one nutritionist without, you know, leaving your house. And it's just really the best. And it just makes you feel better because you're just taking vitamins in these cute packages. So you will receive 50% off of your first month of personalized Care of vitamins by visiting takecareof.com and entering the code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N. That is 50% off of your first month of personalized Care of vitamins by visiting takecareof.com with the promo code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N. Hi, Jilly.
Hey, Greta.
Welcome, listeners, to our first episode of 2018. Can you believe we've made it this far?
You know, I can.
Jilly, we started doing this in 2015.
We did. I think it was 16.
A year and a half. No, it's been 2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
That's a lot.
We started doing it 2 years.
That's a lot. Maybe we should stop.
We started doing it in August of 2015.
Should we retire?
No, we are not retiring.
That's true. You can't retire until 10 seasons.
Exactly. So we're going to be doing this for...
how many seasons of Grey's Anatomy has there been?
I have no idea. I've 100? Never even watched
is it
that
still,
show.
It's still on, right?
I have no idea. I've never watched that show. Jilly, how was your new year?
Like the specific night or yeah. Like the break?
Well, the break. Just that. Well, should we hold on? I'll ask this question when I introduce our guests, but all I really right. Just wanted to up top just say, hey, Jill.
Hey.
Also, you listeners are like, where the fuck is Lo?
She's coming. Next week.
You guys, we've been sorting out all of our technical stuff to make our coastal podcast work, and we finally figured it out. So she will be here next week, and maybe you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, your sound in the new year sounds so amazing,
yeah,
and crystal clear.
We have stepped it up.
That's because we're in a fucking studio. We're in our studio, and that's it.
We're using the resources that have been given to us to succeed.
Yes.
So we're taking our own advice.
We're taking
that we
our
give
tools
you guys.
Out of our toolbox.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't want to wait any longer because I'm so excited for our two guests joining us today. They have been on the show before. They were honestly, people wanted more of them. They're some of my favorite guests.
It's because I feel the four of us, and Lo included, so
yes,
five. But she's not here. So the four of us have really great chemistry.
It's true. So without further ado, we have Sydney Washington and Marie Faustin joining us. Give
Yay!
Two of my favorite comedians. They host the Unofficial Expert podcast, which I have been on, which is one of my favorite podcasts. They also, Sydney is hosting Showgasm at Ars Nova this Thursday. Very exciting. Marie and I are both going to be on that show.
Yes, we are.
Look at that. And look at that.
I know. And you guys also are hosting a new show at Et Al in New York City. The next one will be January 31st.
Yep.
And I did that show last time.
Yes.
And I just had the best time. So everybody should go. Oh, and you know what? Fun little fact for our OG listeners. One of the girls, Danielle, who founded Sakara Life, her husband owns Et Al.
Yes.
And
that's
guess
right.
What? Danielle's pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's having a baby.
Yeah.
Very how exciting. Pregnant is she?
She's pregnant enough where she announced it on Instagram 2 weeks ago. So
yeah.
I'm imagining
so like
3 months.
Months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
She had a little bump. I saw her on New Year's.
Yeah, she's so cute.
So here's the question. What did everyone do on New Year's Eve? Did anybody make out with anyone? I need details.
Look, I didn't even know it was midnight. I was like, oh, continue.
You
where know
were
what I
you?
Mean? Yeah, I was where? At... So what did I do? I went to this restaurant for dinner and had my favorite meal, salmon and french fries.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then I went to a friend's party at Maialino.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's at the Gramercy Park Hotel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I went to the worst apartment party that I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It was
Why?
Like, people were on drugs. I was like, people still do that? it was like, I felt like I was
what
at a
What kind of drugs?
People were on cocaine. And I was like, we're in our 30s. Like, relax. And then also it felt like a Montauk frat party. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I've only been to Montauk once.
Were they playing a bunch of like tropical house music?
Look, I guess I have nothing against Montauk, but it's, you know, the type of character.
Yeah, the type of guy.
Of
yeah.
Man.
There's
yeah.
a boat shoe in January?
You know, yes.
I love a boat shoe, though, I will say.
In the wintertime?
Yeah, but you don't want to see it on New Year's Eve, though.
It's, you like, know what? It's not that. I don't want a douchey personality on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's what a boat shoe is. A douchey personality.
I don't mind a boat shoe. I don't mind a preppy guy with, like, you know, a plaid shirt tucked in with a belt and a boat
Sounds
shoe.
Sounds terrible, Jillian.
I look, I don't care, you know.
Girl likes what she likes.
Okay. No, I just I'm not upset by the fashions. Okay. I'm upset by the
attitude.
Drugs and like guys that are dicks. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
I would say a boat shoe is commonly a red flag for all of those.
right.
I think a ripped jean is more of a red flag.
A ripped jean is really bad. A man in a ripped jean.
Like a diesel ripped jean.
No. I feel like diesel. A boot cut jean with like the bottom, like the hem like frayed is a dick
Like
move.
A man that still wears True Religion jeans.
No. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Or a man that wears like a Puma driving shoe. You know what I mean?
That's so specific.
Or those Ferrari shoes.
Okay, if you're European and if you're Eastern European and you're wearing that, that's fine.
That's your uniform.
That's your uniform. Exactly. That's like.
I don't know. I just feel like we can't judge a man by his clothes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Exactly. A guy that has a boat shoe and capri pants on and their ankles showing in the winter. Oh, absolutely.
What are capri pants?
Those are the ones that like kind of come up like.
They
almost
crop
hit the calf,
right at the
crop.
Calf. And you then they what? Cuff them?
I will say, the one thing that gets me is a sandal on the subway.
No.
A sandal anywhere in New York City.
I don't want to see a man in a sandal outside.
I don't want to see a man's foot unless it's on the beach. Like straight up. I don't want to see a man's foot.
Unless your foot is like half covered in sand. Get away from me.
Like,
and some dudes wear shoes on the beach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm like, keep them in there.
Yeah.
If you're
Go swimming. Wear aqua socks. Like, we don't want to see your toes.
You guys, my dad wears aqua socks.
I used to wear that. I used to fuck with an aqua sock.
And where do you get these aqua socks?
What is aqua socks? Is that the socks with the toes?
No, I grew up in Orange County, and when you would go walking on the beach where there was like rocks, you'd wear like an aqua sock.
Okay.
It's kind of like the bottom of a wetsuit. It would be like a footy wetsuit.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, this is cute. Because there's people who have
cute,
ugly feet
but
that
they're
need
like,
that.
It's like if you're in a river, like if you're fishing in a river. Like,
that's
I don't
never
know,
happened.
You know, when you're fishing,
yeah.
You know me, I've done a lot of fishing in my life.
When you're fishing in a river, you're wearing like boots and waders.
Well, that's a different time. I guess fishing was a bad thing. When you're walking in a river and you're just like camping with your family and you're eight, you might wear a
My family's never taken. My family has never taken me camping because they love me.
Guess how many times I've been to Yosemite?
Twice.
18
times?
18.
Do you guys have like
the same
part ownership in Yosemite?
Go,
like what?
I used to go every summer as a child. I was like an expert camper. And then now.
Jilly, what happened?
That's what I'm saying. Now I'm like, no, thank you.
What kind of tent did y'all have? Did you have a tent? Did you have like
a tent, but I had an air mattress that I slept on.
Oh.
While you were camping?
Yeah. I went glamping once. Only time I've ever gone camping. Like in like Beacon. Like upstate
How
a little
was
bit.
It? What is
it was
glamping?
Cool.
Would you rather just
it's like
it
glamorous
the same price
camping
as a hotel?
No, I don't know how much it cost. I didn't pay.
I don't want no parts.
I was dating a white man at the time who paid for
a white man would
share.
Take one glamping.
Well, no, he wanted to go camping, but I went with a bunch of black women, and he just happened to be the one white dude that we bought just in case. We're like, we need somebody to build a fire, and then everybody bought lighters.
Amazing. So, what did you guys do for New Year's?
We went to Hibachi with my mom.
That's nice.
Because my mom is super judgy. She can't eat anybody's food. She doesn't trust them unless they cook it in front of her. So she's she's
and even then, she was still judging while they were cooking.
She was like, I don't want that rice.
Did they toss like a piece of like a meat in her mouth?
You know, wait. They did a lot of tossing of sake in everybody's mouth. The guy, I felt like he was violating you, Marie.
The guy, the our chef was drunk. He was 100% drunk. He was like, sake! And he was like squirting it into my mouth. And I have a little mouth, so like I can't take that much. Yeah.
I mean, I have a video of it. You can see her taking it.
I kept trying to turn my head, and he was still squirting sake in my ears.
This brings up a really an interesting point. Mm. How do you feel when, like, waiters and people at restaurants, like, give you free food?
What do you mean how I feel?
That's a great thing.
Yeah. So, like,
I feel
the other night,
that's a great thing.
The other night I was at a restaurant, and the waiter was like, oh, like, we have dessert for you on the house. And I looked at him and I was like, why?
He's like, trying to get that extra 20%, boo.
I was like, what do you want? Like, why are you giving me free dessert? And then I felt like, I can't believe I attacked someone for wanting to
What was the dessert?
Broken down s'more.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, he's trying to construct it. So like a cracker and then some chocolate and then some marshmallows.
What if he was like, what if low key he was like, I hated you so much that I'm giving you someone's intact s'more that they attacked
him. No. Maybe,
but the fact was I attacked him. Like, I was like, why? Like, what does this mean? What do you want from me if I give you this, if you give me this dessert?
I mean, he's trying to seal it.
He literally was like, I'm just trying to give you this dessert.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you had felt any of that when you were given the free
stuff. No, when people give me free stuff, I take it. I mean, if I don't need it or I don't want it.
I'm weary,
I used to waitress, and I'm telling you, for most part, it's like, if I like you, I'm giving you drinks. I'm giving you drinks because I like you. But if I'm doing stuff like desserts and they didn't have this, but like I went out of my way to get it. It's like I want 55%. You know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe it was because my friend was like, I want some ice cream, and he was like, we only have a deconstructed s'more.
What restaurant were you at that they only offered a deconstructed s'more?
It was very good.
Where?
No, I was not at Catch. Could you expect more from me? I know that
were you at Catch,
I like boat shoes, but come on, I still have taste.
Julie was like, I wasn't at Catch, I was at Lavo.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Where were you, Julie? Where was it?
At a restaurant called Emily.
Oh,
I was at the pizza place.
Yeah,
I like that place.
Yeah, it's cool. They have
the pizza is really good,
and in the West Village.
Yeah,
okay,
it's supposed to be great. I have not gone.
Okay, well, Greta.
Yes,
dates. Let's do it.
Let's all just re-meet for a deconstructed s'more.
I would love to meet for a deconstructed s'more,
but only if it's free.
You know,
remember when the deconstructed Caesar salad was in?
Yes.
What the hell is that?
They would give you like
the romaine lettuce, just like the leaf.
Yes.
Oh no.
No, they give it was like a little section of like
croutons.
No, thank you.
And like a little pile of like shaved Parmesan. Yeah.
That's
messy. I'm not here for a deconstructed anything. Take this back there and toss it
chop
it
up. Exactly. Yes. Remember when, not really remember when. Why is it that like desserts in movies are always seen as like sexy?
Because chocolate, isn't it an aphrodisiac or whatever?
Is it?
I mean, that's what people tell me whenever I walk down the street.
Well, no, it's only sexy if it's like strawberries or chocolate cake.
But
if you're eating dessert in the bed, then it's like, oh, you must be depressed.
Yeah.
Somebody must have left you. Your direct deposit didn't hit.
What kind of, are they like at a restaurant?
I don't know.
Dessert,
do you mean? I've just been thinking about these things that we are like raised seeing in movies, right?
Oh, well, like how every woman has an orgasm every time she has sex?
Every single time. The first time.
The first time. And it's in like the first like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
He like puts it in and she's like, and like never in my life.
You're like, wait, what?
And nobody wants whipped cream on their vagina. Like that's that's a yeast infection happening.
Let me tell you though, that scene in
Varsity Blues.
Yeah, it stuck with me.
With the bra?
Yeah, when she comes out.
The whipped cream bikini.
That's funny.
I want to know what kind of cool whip she had on because it didn't even like drip.
It did not drip at all.
It just sat. That was frosting.
Her body was ice cold. She like
She was like the pretty girl at the school, so you know she had ice in her veins.
That wasn't the first time she did that. Okay.
No.
She practiced.
That was her move.
I've never been able to buy James Vanderbeek as like a hot heartthrob though.
No, really? I never watched Dawson's Creek.
I
was just
I never saw that.
I never was, you know, wasn't me. I was much more into Lizzie McGuire. Like that's where my mind was.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, give me the Disney Channel. Like
I've never seen Lizzie McGuire either.
Me neither.
Oh God.
Yeah. Did she have like a square face?
Is that Hilary Duff?
She's very beautiful. No, they had a little cartoon that followed her around. You know,
she had a little cartoon sidekick.
Wait, let me see. Maybe it's a cartoon that looked like a square.
Yeah.
You guys, I think
how was your New Year's?
Yeah. Oh, mine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Both of yours.
Well, okay, wait. So we went to Hibachi, yeah. Oh, yeah, and yeah. Then we went to Marie's house. We got ready. We got dressed up. We went to one place. Nobody
Where'd
was there.
You go?
No one. It was called Better Days.
Someplace on the Lower East Side.
You don't want to say.
It was called Better Days.
It was called Better Days. But I've seen Better Days at Better Days.
Yeah.
Nobody was there.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what did you do?
And then we went to Adol, which was nicer.
Oh, yeah.
And we got, like, you know, hooked up there. So we were like, oh, this is where we should have went in the first place.
Wait, were you with your girlfriend?
No, she's in Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about spending New Year's away from your girlfriend?
I mean, this is the second New Year's I've been without her. And, you know.
That's fine.
I feel great about it.
Oh, I was like, you know, I mean, I like to spend like Thanksgiving, Christmas, but New Year's, like, we don't have to. But
Did
I haven't
kiss
seen
anyone.
No,
Did no, kiss nobody anyone? That no. you were with kissed anybody. No. And the girls that we were with were furious.
They were so angry.
Who were you like, with? Anyone I know?
Do people go out thinking they're gonna like randomly make out? Yes.
They
someone?
Said that before we left the house. They were like, yes. we're all gonna kiss somebody at midnight. And I was like,
Were you with comics?
Yes.
Yeah. It was me, Sydney, Carolina, uh-huh.
Carolina
know,
Teresa,
and then like one of her friends. So she was, we were with one other comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then two other girls that are.
But I just want. I don't want to kiss no random person me in either. New York City. Like, do you know what people be doing with their mouths?
What if I kiss somebody at midnight and then I look down and they got on a boat shoe?
Oh,
then
man.
My ear is.
Then you would
be awful.
Like, I got the perfect girl for you, and then you'd give them my number. Absolutely. It would be great. I mean, would be thrilled.
There are Jilly. You have to know the list of shoes to stay away from.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like, you, number one shoe to stay away from, a square toe loafer.
Ooh. I mean, or a brown dress shoe? That's a slip on?
I would stay away from a square toe loafer more than a boat shoe.
Loafer with a buckle.
Oh, that's bad.
It's like a leprechaun.
That's European too.
Like a Brooks Brothers.
No, if you have a chain or any kind of embellishment on your loafer.
Oh.
I can't.
Do they come like that?
Well, there's like a Ferragamo does, a Gucci does, things of that nature.
I'm not upset about that. If you guys are too judgmental. You got to open your heart.
Well, you date a
you
man.
You got to open your eyes.
Jilly, will you date a man in any shoe?
Yeah. Like, what am I going to like not? If I like really fell in love with someone and he was like, I really love these shoes, what am I supposed to say? Bye?
Jilly.
Yeah.
So you're the girl that I just saw like maybe a couple months ago with this guy who had silver clogs on. Silver clogs on a Friday night. She was dressed. She was dressed so good that I was like, is this like her brother? Like, why is she with this guy?
I don't think I would do a croc.
Okay, I was going to ask you, would you do a rubber shoe?
I draw the line
at a rubber shoe.
Yeah.
A rubber shoe of any kind.
I mean, truthfully, if we want to be serious, it's like I probably won't fall in love with someone that would go out in like a silver clog because I don't like a man that likes that much attention. You know what I mean?
I mean,
but I'm not going to judge them right away. I'm going to get to like actually hear them speak.
Jilly, I need to do better in 2018.
Yeah.
Your resolution should be to just do better.
I mean, we've talked about this before, I think with you guys, but like the things that you look at on dudes, I will look at your shoes.
Yeah.
And then I'll look at your fingers. And then I'll look at your
fingers. What you looking for on the fingers?
He has like long. If you're a man with long fingernails, what?
A long fingernail.
Unless you have one hand to play classical guitar, I'm not here for
What's
it.
Classical guitar?
I don't even know what my type is anymore. I think that's what I'm trying to say. It's okay. Like, I've dated a wide variety of men the past
Jilly,
4 years.
Jilly, you look like the type of person who dates white dudes with dreads. True or false?
Dreads.
With like locks. Like a DJ with like fuzzy white man dress.
No, I always date like very preppy men with like side parts and glasses.
I think they're more
or greasy.
I think that you date
one of the two.
More. I think they're a little bit chicker than preppy.
Yeah, they're a mix, but they do. Some of them wear boat shoes, guys.
Some of them do wear boat shoes.
All right. Well,
I have faith in you, Jilly. So I know if I see you with a guy with a boat shoe, I'll give him, you know, 30 minutes up top. I'm like, let me get to know him. 30 minutes.
Well,
I feel
like that's the thing. You're cool enough that if they're standing next to you, you can kind of like negate the boat shoe.
You can.
But as soon as you walk away, I'm looking at those shoes and I'm saying, really?
Like, if she wasn't with you,
but
dude.
Why do we want a man that will steal our thunder anyway, guys?
Listen, I want to be with a man that when we walk into a room, people are like, just gasp. That's it.
Just, but, you want them to gasp over the man?
No, me and him. When we walk in, people are like, oh my, oh, they pair so well. Yeah, wow. So well.
I did that one time, and then when I went to the bathroom, they was all over him. I was like, really?
No. When we separate, the spell is broken. But okay, when I'm with him, people are like,
girl,
wow.
They were
so
all
you're
over
together,
him.
You guys like elevate each other, and then when you separate, he becomes like a
when
dim.
She separates, she takes all of his shoes, yeah. And leaves him a pair of Crocs.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, what silver the fuck? Crocs. I gotta wear these.
That would be a really funny prank to play on someone where you just take all of their shoes
but
and
Crocs.
Just leave them one pair of Crocs.
Like that, there's that show, it's called like Naked
and Afraid.
And Afraid or something like that. Or something where they take everything and they leave you one thing or something like that.
To survive
leave them
in this place,
silver clogs.
Why not?
Greta, how was your New Year's? What did you do?
What did I do?
Well, Greta's in love.
Yes.
Which is a really
I've
heard. A great update for our listeners.
Oh, okay, we'll get into it.
So I picture
give
of him.
You guys inspiration.
Did he have a boat shoe on?
He did not have a boat shoe on.
He had on a slide.
In her wishes.
He had on a suede desert boot.
Desert, like a
Chelsea
boot?
Yeah.
Like a Justin Timberlake type?
No. But yeah, like a Chelsea boot situation.
Okay.
Yeah. He has like a good shoe thing happening. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it because he doesn't have too many shoes. I one time dated a guy who was like a self-proclaimed sneakerhead.
Oh,
and that
God.
Was a very dark time for me.
Yeah,
did he live with his
like,
mother?
No, but when I did go to his parents' house, his mom was like, you'll never go down to my basement. You'll never believe it. I turn on the basement light. It literally looked like a Foot Locker storage.
Ew.
A man should never have that many shoes or that many Instagram followers.
It's true.
One in the same.
Jelly.
So this man has both. He checks both
he's,
boxes.
He's perfect.
He
checks, should marry him.
He got five followers.
He checks both boxes. So I was with him. And we were in Colorado, skiing, mm-hmm, being mm-hmm. very white.
That's very couple. Aspen. That's a couple.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
it's
a couple
very
spot.
Couple thing.
Did you guys wear helmets?
Of course.
Good.
Yeah, of course you wear
because
helmets.
You want to know what? A man that won't wear a helmet skiing or snowboarding is a jerk. Because
why would they not going
to
wear a helmet?
They obviously don't want to live.
Well, that's what I mean. They're trying to
they
be cool.
They obviously don't
want to They're trying to be
live.
Cool, and you don't want that for your husband. You know what I mean?
No. I really don't want anybody skiing, but if that's your thing,
you have
you
to
know,
wear a helmet.
Is, skiing is actually, I've been thinking about this recently. Skiing is demented. It's like
dangerous.
I'm strapping on these blades to my feet so that I can fling myself down
what?
A hill and hopefully, not a hill, a mountain, and hopefully like navigate it.
What?
It's like, all Dude. White people's sports are elaborate ways to kill themselves, honestly.
I could barely walk
sailing.
Tennis
on the
isn't
street
that.
By myself. No.
No, tennis isn't.
Yes, but
tennis isn't
really
that.
A white person's sport anymore.
Yes,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yes.
Also, swimming. We're coming for you guys in the water
true.
Also.
And hockey. I didn't mean to be offensive with that comment. No.
Hockey, too. Hockey.
Well, yeah. they will fight to the death.
I mean, hockey gets fucked up. Have you guys ever watched a documentary about, like, the Angel? They're called, like, Fight Angels or whatever.
No.
They're the guys that they throw into hockey games to just beat the shit out of each other.
What?
Also,
no.
real quick, there's a lot of articles about brain damage following this, like, one man that was played hockey and, like, how the Hockey Association hasn't paid for any of his health since he left, but he's injured. It's, like, crazy. And he's, like, basically has, like, lost a lot of his brain cells and has developed a disease and, like, doesn't remember things and, you know.
Do hockey players
from hockey
make a lot of
it's
money?
Crazy.
Like,
yes.
They can. They
yes.
can. It
like,
depends.
When I think of people who make a lot of money, I think, like, football players, basketball players,
hockey
players baseball
too.
Players. Hockey and maybe soccer players might be below hockey
I think
players.
It's
no.
Endorsements.
No.
I think soccer players make, like,
soccer
$12.
Soccer players make the most money in the world.
Yes, they do, especially in Europe.
Yeah.
Not in the
well,
U.S.
Well, that's because
not
soccer is an international sport.
Yeah. Well, soccer is the most followed sport internationally.
You guys, I don't know if we are the four people that should talk about sports.
I just want to know.
We might
know.
Need an expert.
Listen,
I don't.
Jilly, I'm just asking because I want to know what kind of players I need to keep my eyes open
here's,
for.
Here's the kind of
basketball.
Players you need to keep. Basketball,
always.
Good. Football, good. You can find a hockey player that makes a shitload of money, but they need to be like the best hockey player.
But their
player,
brains
you know
are
I mean?
Going to get beat up, and you don't want that.
Also, I feel like hockey players be old. Like,
no,
that's
they
a sport
don't.
Where
no.
they be like,
no,
they be
is,
like
you know what?
Are you 48 still playing hockey?
They're young.
I want tennis for you.
I don't,
want
tennis because tennis, they don't, the bodies
sport.
Are not nice.
Hold on.
It's got to be
true.
A good body. I
Whoa,
feel like.
What?
I feel like I've been seeing a lot of like regular bodies.
No.
Andre Agassi didn't have abs, y'all.
No. Have you seen fucking what's his face?
What's his face? I'm gonna Google him.
You know
what's
who I'm talking
face?
About?
Brooklyn Decker's husband?
No, but I mean Andy Roddick.
Andy Roddick.
What's his?
I don't know.
Fuck?
I know nothing about.
You guys know
sports.
That
I don't even know
Roger Federer has like the hottest body.
Is he the one with the ponytail?
He's old now. Like he was hot.
He was hot
8 years ago.
Hold on, I'm just gonna throw something crazy.
You guys have a very very high standard.
Oh yes, we do.
You have to.
Jilly.
Hashtag no boat shoes.
I don't have look standards.
You don't have look standards? No. So what do they look like?
Personality. I'm all about personality.
I can't see a personality in photos.
Nope.
Absolutely not. You need to be fine.
And then when you get on my nerves, then what am I going to look at when you're on my nerves? Like, what's going to keep me there? It's like,
personality?
No. What are you going to do, a card trick?
Wait.
A card trick is going to keep me here.
I have a controversial professional athlete for you. But yes.
Golf. Yes. You could be fat and play golf.
I mean, there's some.
Did you just say you have a golf
person?
What are they called?
A golfer? Professional golfer?
Yeah.
I just feel like golf is like, you know, like you don't have to go to the gym and put in like reps to be a good.
You have good arms and good legs. If you're
an Olympic
golf.
Athlete,
like a water polo player.
Ooh, that's hot.
I could do like a water polo,
like a Michael Phelps.
Yeah, his skin is dry though. He's gonna be dry as hell. He's not gonna be moisturized enough.
He's
gonna be scaly. Very scaly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's gonna be Aquaman.
Eyes are gonna be kind of pink.
Also, swimmers have really broad backs and long arms.
But beautiful backs though.
They have a cinched little waist.
Tiny waist, and the legs be a little like wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. So there's that.
You
gotta have a good butt. Shy. I like a good butt.
I like an ass
on
a man.
You need someone that squats. So maybe baseball. They're always like squatting on those bases.
Baseball players are hot and they have nice
baseball
asses.
Okay, so baseball. We've settled on baseball. Okay.
Yeah, I like baseball.
I like baseball for you. I like baseball.
I like basketball for me, but I just don't know if that'll ever happen.
Basketball players are such hoes.
I watch too many shows with basketball players and they're terrible. They're just so not good dudes.
You just need to be okay with getting cheated on all the time.
All the time.
I'm too sensitive.
Exactly. So you,
Chili, I think you should be with a golfer. I mean, look, and no one's
golf?
Saying
I
everyone
golf.
Fucking cheats.
I went golfing once.
But
and
they're
I
like they're
literally
preppy.
Just got drunk and
okay. But hold on, they're preppy. They go to really nice locations. You get to go to incredible locations all around the world.
I could do that on my own too.
And they make a bunch of fucking money if they're good.
If they're good, and then they wear those like little
but
green
Tiger Woods.
Vests.
Look at him.
Yeah, I mean, look at like my
look
dad,
at him.
You know what I mean?
Look at
he
him.
Cheated.
Yeah,
but also he was like the richest athlete in the world for like
he had
a
too
couple
many
years.
People sweating him, he had hoes all over the place, and he was sending him on coach. Like, what a terrible dude!
He's like, I'll send a bus to pick you up.
Can you meet me at the Greyhound? I'll get you a pick you up at Greyhound.
He's like, I have an Uber pool pick you up from the Greyhound to bring you to
actually,
my
it's
house.
It's a get, so they're gonna drop you off close to the corner.
Actually, my man's in them is coming to pick you up.
I ordered some Domino's. I'm a get them to drive you back on the bike.
The Uber Eats is gonna come get you while they make a couple stops.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wait. So you hung out with this dude in Colorado?
So, well, and I was also there with my sister and some of our other friends. Mm-hmm. And we went out. What did we do in Colorado? We were drinking at the house.
I saw a fireplace. You had a fireplace.
There was a fireplace.
I saw chestnuts your sister roasting. Doing like
a shambong.
A frat trick.
Yes.
What's a shambong?
So there's this. This is very fratty.
It was. But she's so good at frat
she's
things.
She's so good. My sister can like funnel alcohol faster than any human I've ever been
it's
able
crazy.
To see on the planet. It's crazy.
Really?
So there are
she'd
these
be
things,
like on Reddit.
It's
so quick.
It really should be.
Send me that video. I will make it trend. I'm not even kidding.
Wow, Jilly, that's going to go on your fucking tombstone. Send me that video and I will make it trend.
Okay, what else can I send you, Jilly?
Yeah, send me funny videos and I'll put them, I swear.
So my sister, our friend, brought these thing called shambongs, which is like a champagne glass, but it's like to funnel it. So there's open at the bottom.
Wow.
So yeah, you pound a glass of champagne in
that's
literally like a second.
Headache.
Yeah, it's
headache
terrible.
Central.
But we did like 9 of them.
What?
Obviously. Yeah. I was like, it's terrible, but also I loved it. My sister would do it and she'd be like, such a rush. I'd be like, you're
but
crazy.
It gets so bubbly.
I know, it's
and
so bubbly.
How do you put all that in your mouth if this is
girl.
Well, I see he's happy, right? He's happy. He's doing long distance. You're doing great jobs.
Great job.
Wait, it's long distance? Where does he live?
He lives in LA.
Oh. Yeah. But how often are you in LA?
Well, I'm going to be going out there for a while.
Oh, me too. Next
in like a few weeks.
Yeah, I'll be there in February.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'll be okay. there too.
Okay, well, I'll come find you.
Yeah.
We can do some shambong.
Yeah, let's do a shambong. I will do a shambong with you.
I'll do one with you.
Jilly, we should do a shambong.
Yeah.
I'll do one shambong.
You should judge who does the fastest shambong.
I don't really like competitions like that, though, so I don't know if I would.
You would
like,
hate doing it with my sister because she's like a fucking pledge master.
I haven't really taken a full shot in a very long time.
That's because you're a grown-up.
I take half shots.
That's fine.
I like you, Jilly. We can hang out. Yeah. We'll do adult things.
Drink so Pellegrino and whatnot.
I was supposed to come see you at Rose Bar.
Oh, yeah. And I don't work there no more, guys. No. So that's a wrap.
Yeah. Summarize what happened on my New Year's Eve before we transition into answering your gorgeous new questions of 2018. I basically got really drunk, was drinking tequila on the street of Steamboat, had to hide it from a cop in my coat. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was 15 all over again. Mm-hmm. I did get to make out on midnight. That was nice. Mm-hmm. And then we were home by like, we weren't like out like, we went to this dinner, and then we were like at the house, went to dinner, and that was it.
I like that.
That's the best. I love having like a 5-hour dinner, and then it's 1 a.m., and you're like, cool.
I will say, when we left dinner, it was -5 degrees outside.
So cold.
And I was frozen.
What shoes did you have on? I just want to know.
The shoes I'm wearing right now, not a smart shoe.
A Chanel? Oh, you got your ankles out?
A Celine?
This is an Acne, and my ankles weren't out. It was covered by my pants. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
Sid does this thing on her Instagram where she hunts down everyone's exposed ankles called ankle expose.
Okay,
but I have a question. In this snow, you wear a shorter pant and maybe a boot that goes up a little bit more because you don't want to get your pants in the snow.
But Julie, you're smart and you're wearing a higher sock so that your ankle isn't exposed.
So you're saying if my sock was not showing, then I would be able to be featured on your Instagram?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I actually want to feature it right now.
Okay.
Go for it.
When I sent a picture when I landed in Newark at 11 p.m. on Tuesday, there was a woman wearing a full capri with a rubber croc what was that shoe called, a flat, you know what I'm talking about,
slide,
one of those little flat
when she was coming
shoes.
From where you were at?
Yes.
Okay, well, she was on vacay mode, she wasn't really,
but she was coming from
Colorado to New York, and I'm just what are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't know. People don't care about themselves.
They
in the
don't
snow.
Like, you really don't.
You have lived here long enough to know that, you got to dress a certain way when the weather is crazy.
I think it's hard because the weather is not that crazy that often. So it's
it happens once a year.
I'm going to buy one specific jacket for this weather. I'd rather
get you some winter
bathing
jeans,
suit than I'm going to wear every
please.
Day in the summer, you know?
No, because you have more than one bathing suit.
True.
I just get upset because the people who have their ankles out will go in a restaurant and be upset that their food is cold. But it's really? Really? Your ankles is cold. You care about the food that much, but you're freezing. I know you are.
That's true. Okay. Well, I think now is the right time to answer some of our listeners' questions. Mm-hmm. Julie,
I'm
how do you feel
about this?
You know, this is my favorite section.
It's my favorite section too. And to kick it off, we are going to start with an email that with the subject line ghosting exclamation point.
Yes.
I recently went on a date with a guy. We met on an app and hit it off. We began to chat, met in person. Date flowed amazingly. On the date, he spoke of future plans, wanting to hang on New Year's Eve, exploring the possibility of travel, etc. And asked questions that she considered, pointing to wanting to pursue a relationship, at the very least a second date. He asked about her past relationship. She responded, it wasn't the right fit, blah, blah, blah. All great things to hear. Because she felt the connection.
She gave it up.
The guy lived in Hoboken while she was in Queens, and she caved and let him stay over at her place, and then they fucked.
No.
Yes. No. So this all happened the Thursday before New Year's, and on Saturday, she texted him saying, hey. He responds, hey, how's it going? And she immediately felt bad, and then she told him what she was doing. Then he responded with, had a late night last night, just recovering. She responded with, oh, no. And then she said, by the way, did you really want to do something over New Year's? And then he ghosted her.
That hurt me, and I'm not even involved. Yes.
That hurt me when I heard he lived in Hoboken.
Okay, I was like, sis. I was like, damn. But she lived in Queens, though. So
that also hurt.
Honestly.
So she says that under normal circumstances, this wouldn't have really bothered her. But after she went through with her breakup, she now is just feeling like she can't trust anyone ever. What do you guys think?
I think she needs to trust her vagina. And
yeah, you have to trust yourself.
Let it not sleep with somebody on the first date.
Yeah, if you want a relationship, don't sleep with someone. Like, I hate to be like, don't sleep with someone on the first date, but, you know, if you're okay that it will just be casual, if you're not going to wake up the next morning upset that you did it,
yeah,
then do it. But if you are going to wake up upset, then don't do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, if you want something more.
Don't fall for the, like, these fake future plans move. Yeah. Like, that's a thing that men do.
Men don't know how to talk. They no, just say, like,
you
we.
Gotta be in but the moment.
It's not. It's not that men don't know how to talk. Women don't know how to listen. He's saying, "Oh yeah, we should do such and such for New Year's. Yeah, we should travel." Like that's stuff that you're just pulling out your butt just to say and fill space. That doesn't mean we're actually gonna do anything.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean you have to then let me sleep with you.
Wait, how old are they?
She didn't specify.
Because that sounds like some young shit, like 24, 25. But if a dude is like 33, 34, talking about, yeah, let's hang out New Year's Eve. It's like, you're an adult, dude. Like, you can't say shit like that. That's not right.
Agreed.
Like, and especially if she just got over
her ex.
She's, I mean, this is the holidays. You know, people are vulnerable. The pussy be open. Ooh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah,
sorry. It be open. So you're like, ready for the gifts.
Yeah.
So like, you know, she was in a weird state. So I don't want to necessarily.
Did she say how the sex was?
No,
of course she doesn't. It was,
but that's the thing.
Wasn't that good?
That she exactly. was more wasn't that good in actually dating this person and what he had to say rather than sleeping with him. But obviously, if, you know,
you got to get to know these folks.
But so also, what's the question? I would like to say, don't be mad that this guy, or don't be mad at yourself. You know what I mean? It happens.
Should be a little bit mad at yourself.
Don't be mad at yourself.
Don't be hard on yourself. Like this situation's happened to everyone. You know what I mean?
Look, it's happened to everyone.
We all go through it. Get a little smarter about it.
I also agree with Marie. The fake future plan shit, that's a mean move to play.
Right.
Like, also, any guy that is, like, being like, we should spend New Year's Eve together and then not hitting you up with a plan or, like, saying what he's doing, that's, like, weird. I've never liked it. If you want to make a plan with me, then, like, tell me what the fucking plan
that's
is
what
and
I,
I'm down.
Right. Like, that's why I'm asking, like, how old is he? Because if he's 30-something, you shouldn't. But somebody who's 24, they say whatever, you know? They're just, like she said, passing the time.
Men in their 30s say that same shit to me. And
yeah, but then that's when you check them right there. You're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing.
Do you think that she should hit him up again? Or
No.
It's done.
It's 2018. New year, new dick, sis.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. New year, new
maybe
dick.
Pass it up. You know, maybe get rid of Tinder and move on.
Maybe.
Or just do Tinder right. Like, you know, you get to know somebody for a little bit, and then you go on another date, so you're not thinking about that other date, and then you get to do another date, and you just getting to know people.
Okay, hold on. I just joined Bumble this week. Okay?
You did for the first
just
time
joined
ever.
It. I've never been on a dating app. I'm on it. It's like a video game. I'm like, it's a lot. It's like, and everybody that keeps coming across my screen looks very gay. I'm like, am I on the wrong? Is this Bumble? Why is everybody wearing gloss? And why is everybody's brows like threaded? I'm like, also, where are the hot black dudes? They not on Bumble?
No, because they get girls in real life.
Have you tried? Okay.
I'm telling you.
This is what I would do. I would download four of them. And
four of what?
Dating apps.
Jilly is actually.
Jilly, who got all the storage on their phone for that?
Yeah, this is like
you know how many pictures I got in this?
How many other apps do you have?
I ain't got that. No, not enough apps for that. I'm not deleting Picasso for that.
For an extra app. Why don't you delete Get?
I don't have Get.
Delete Get and then download another dating app.
Uber and
no, but
Lyft.
You gotta like, you can't just do one dating app, I think. You gotta like diversify, see what's out there.
Let me tell you what my Bumble profile says. It says, I'm just here for the food, but I'll stay for the wine. That's what it says. That's all that it says.
I would date you.
I just want you to know that I'm hungry, and then like, if you like me,
buy me a drink, then I'll stay and I'll talk with you.
The dude will be like, I mean, she cute, but like,
but
the drink, that's it.
I just need you to know that I'm not here for the dick in Queens. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not traveling. I'm not leaving.
Then you need to say local. You need to say local.
You also don't have to match. Look at where they're from. You could say no.
Oh, dude, I'm looking. I increased the age range to 50 because I was like, these 50-year-olds, right? They talk about traveling.
No, yeah, but a 50-year-old gonna be like, oh, so you only here for the wine? No, you don't. I'm gonna take that. Nah.
I learned a very hard lesson in my late in my like late teens, early 20s, when I was out here on the streets living on my own, is that you need to be very careful about traveling for dick. You do.
I've never traveled for it.
Good for you.
You've traveled with it, though.
Yeah.
You don't travel for the dick. What you do is you go on the travel, but you bring a friend. You got a buddy. You got a buddy system. You're like, yeah, I'll come to Miami, but I got a friend.
Yes.
She must come.
I'm not even talking about traveling like that. I'm talking about like traveling so close as Queens for like,
no.
I'm not here for a road dick.
Yeah.
No. I'm also like, if you're not picking a location that is near my area where I live, I'm not going.
It's got to be convenient.
Also, one time some guy didn't pick a location, so I picked the restaurant underneath my apartment.
Yeah, easy.
And he was like, oh, you live there? I was like, yeah. Like, I was like, if you're making me pick, I'm picking that place.
That's scary, Julie, because then he knows where you live.
Oh, it wasn't a dating app guy. It was like a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
Like, I know about him. I could find his social if I needed.
Okay. I could find his social.
Yeah. Social media or
security? No, his social security. Okay.
What if someone's like, give me your social? And they're like, at Jillie Hendrix. Not no.
At the doctor's office?
All right. I have another question. Oh, that's Jillie. Do you have a question?
Why don't you move with yours? I liked yours.
Okay, cool. Here's my next question. This is subject line, friends with benefits? Question mark? Yes. So she prefaces this by saying she is far too nervous to ask her girlfriends about the situation because she accidentally caught feelings for a guy she has been banging for the last 2 months. Little backstory, they went to high school together. She had a crush on him in high school. Fast forward to 7 years later, which is 2 years ago now. So 7 years.
Almost 10 years have passed.
Exactly.
So she's 28.
They ran into each other at a bar. She went home with him, which in quotes, something she never does. And just took a chance when I figured I would regret if I missed the opportunity. From then, they dated for about 2 months. It never seemed super serious on his part. He does have a daughter.
How old is
the baby? At the time, she was 1.5 years. And so most of their time together was spent at his house hanging out. And when he didn't have her, we would go out.
The baby would be
on, girl. You deserve better. You deserve somebody without a kid.
So back then, we started out pretty strong. Then it ended up dwindling where now it's really just like a fuck buddy thing.
He's dwindling. He a father. He busy. He changing diapers.
Okay, so now fast forward to 2 years this last June. He added her on Snapchat, and they started talking again.
Rude.
Okay, he has her phone number. He doesn't need to be hitting her up via
Hold on. Everything was super friendly, and we would talk through Snap every few days. After about a month of that... Oh, you guys are going to lose it when I do this.
Sure we are.
After about a month of that, he texted me, quotes, Netflix and chill, ?
Ugh, was the daughter there?
I had been out to happy hour with my friends, so my drunk self was super annoyed and just asked him how many girls he had sent that to. Well, he never answers my question and goes on snapping away for the next few weeks. Once again, she's fucked. She's slightly buzzed at this point, and she had gone about 5 months without sex, so she texted him saying Netflix and chill.
He jumps at it, comes over.
And then they spend the whole night fucking, watching TV, eating pizza, blah, blah, blah. Awesome night. Anyway.
What's the question?
Question is.
How dumb am I?
Wow. Okay. The question is, he's not really responding to her now, like, saying that he wants to hang out. Now, he's sort of just like back at this fuck buddy thing, and they'll randomly message each other, and she just thinks that he sees her as like a fuck buddy situation, and she wants more, but she doesn't know how to approach it.
Okay. No. Okay. This man does not want to date you. No. I hate to be rude. I really thank you for writing this. It's very brave to put all of that out there in the world, but this man does not want to date you, and I'm just telling you this because you're constantly going to be breaking your own heart until you like move on.
But
I've been in that situation. He just doesn't. I'm sorry.
Also, you can't want respect if you're not respecting yourself. Like, as soon as you did the snap thing, you opening the doors for him to be like, well, I could snap her and say Netflix and chill. I would have blocked him on Snap. I'm like, I'm not even.
Also, I'm not here to see a man and his daughter be pigs on Snap. Like, I'm not here to see you guys be goats or bears or puppies or whatever. Like, please.
Girl, do you know how many guys out there that ain't got no kids? You can get you a guy who's free. Yes.
You have to definitely date other people and move on from this man. There's so many.
I wouldn't even call
there's
this
so many
dating.
Amazing men in like there a variety really of shoes in the world. I think yeah. I and under, you can pick your own. And it's
yeah,
great.
Ask yourself.
And I see why she didn't tell her friends because she was.
I see why
because they were gonna be like, girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
Also, this is not dating. You're not dating him. You guys don't go outside together. You're only ever at his house or
and
at your house.
I don't like any kind of one-sided relationship where this is all on his terms. It's all right. Where, like, it works out for him and when he wants to fuck and when he wants to see you. Like, that's not, even if you were to start a relationship with this guy, you do not have a good foundation for a relationship already.
Right.
So, like, you also need to just kiss this goodbye.
But even taking it further back than that, she was in love with him in high school. He probably didn't even know she existed in
true.
High school.
And this is why she can't get over it,
exactly.
because she loved him in high school.
This is some She's All That mess,
yeah.
okay?
Yes, this is some very Rachel Lee Cook,
exactly.
Freddie Prinze.
This is some Freddie Prinze Jr. mess. Yes.
Girl, let me tell you, I had a guy in high school named Temu. I dated him.
Wait, is that all one word?
I had a guy named Temu. He played the piano and did Stevie Wonder's Ribbon in the Sky. Okay, obsessed. I don't care about this man. I don't care.
He played that for you.
He played it for me. That's how pressed he was. And then I'm like waiting. I'm like, watch, he's going to friend me on Facebook. I'm going to block him because he's too obsessed. You don't want to be with somebody who has too many feelings for you.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to anybody who's like, it's always going to be a little bit off balance. Like, one person's going to like the other person a little bit more. But when it's like completely off balance, it's never attractive.
It's not.
To the other person.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because they
never
know.
Gonna work.
Yeah.
And I know that you're beautiful and you got it and you got a check into the savings. Like, girl, get somebody else. You good.
Yeah. You got a check.
Delete the Snapchat, sis. You're too old.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have more memory on your phone than Cindy and Marie. So you're definitely one step up.
Download yourself 4 dating apps.
Yeah, girl. All 4
dating apps.
What are the 4 apps?
Okay.
Hinge.
Download Hinge. Download Bumble. Download The League.
The League?
Oh, yeah. Remember, that's on Insecure.
Oh, The League.
Okay, and then, girl, you got to get Raya. So this is, I'll break it down for you. Raya's for creatives. You might run into Diplo's tour photographer.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's cool guys.
Hinge, sometimes. You'll see a lot of hats.
It's standard. You know what you're going to get. It's the steak and it's the
potatoes.
Steak free. You know what I mean?
Steak free.
You love it. It's delicious. This might be what you want in life every night or, you know, maybe once a week.
Wait, Hinge is the one that's like, it's like a friend of a friend?
Not anymore. Now
Hinge
it's just
like
1
degree of separation?
Yeah, but you get asked questions, so like prompts, you can get to know people more. I don't know, just try it out.
Hinge and then
Bumble,
The League.
I haven't had much luck on Bumble, but people like it.
I don't like Bumble because you're like, oh, it's in a woman's terms, but not really. Because then like you initiate it, but I still feel like it's in the guy's court. Like,
yeah, well, it's in your court. If you don't want to talk to
him,
you just stop responding.
If you are the type of woman that wants to ask a guy out, then I think it works really well for you. If you're the type of woman that's waiting for a guy to answer, I feel like maybe some guys on Bumble are waiting for you to ask them out. I don't know. I feel like
there's
weird
dynamic. Like maybe like 2 out of 10 men will be adults about it and be like, oh, this woman wants to talk to me. This is hot. And then the rest of the look at this thirsty chick interested in me. I don't trust men to be mature enough to be like, oh, a woman is doing the initiative. No, I don't believe it. There, it's too many stupid dudes out here that's going to be like,
all right, I'm going to download the other app.
Yes.
Just do it. Why not? I never used Tinder before.
I've never been on the League, though.
Here's my thing with Raya that I don't like now. There's this component to Raya where it says, like, here just for friends. And it's like, bitch, I'm not scrolling through my phone, singeing my battery to just find a new friend. Like, I have...
I don't want nobody in a formation hat trying to talk to my friend.
Exactly.
Like, that's not, I don't want it. It's
if they
not
want
happening.
Friends, the cool thing about these dating apps is you just say no.
Yeah, you can just say
you
no.
You literally swipe and then you never have to look at
it. It's always a dude
again.
In a satchel. They'll be like, oh, I'm really interested in
no,
Marie.
You know
like,
what?
No.
Also,
a sandal and like a jean short.
Or
and
like a photo
oh.
of them at Burning Man with like goggles and like
but
some
the cool thing about
thing.
That too is you know that it's Burning Man. Like, you look at a photo of someone at Burning Man, you're like, the only place that could be is Burning Man. And then you automatically know to say no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we have one final question. Jilly, did you have the cue?
Oh, yeah. I do have this cue. Okay. This is from a lovely, smart, intelligent, beautiful listener.
Mm-hmm.
She's been dating her boyfriend for a little over a year, and they live together. He's 26. She's 22.
Oh, they're young.
She suffers mm-hmm. from depression, anxiety, which she also struggles with.
Me too.
They both hate our jobs. He makes her feel like a little kid sometimes because he's 4 years older than her.
That's
he
bullshit.
Moved out of his house last year, but she's been living on her own for 4 years, so she doesn't understand why he's doing that. She pays for all the groceries. Ugh. She cleans up constantly, and she feels like an unpaid maid.
What?
He'll throw it back in her face and say that he pays for the weed and drives her around.
He pays for the weed?
They too young.
And oh, my God.
And drives her around and says, and she said that he drove me around a lot when we first started dating, but not anymore. She says basically they've turned into roommates who have sex occasionally. She says it sucks because she loves him so much and she really wants this to work, but she has no idea how to fix it. She says they hardly go out on dates and she feels like the fire is dwindling. She says that she's also spoken to him about how she feels, and he said if it doesn't change, we should break up. So she wants to know if anyone has been in this situation, what were you able to do? How do you fix this?
You got to move on, girl. You got to get on. You got to get on Hinge or The League or something. You got to set yourself up. You got to start prepping yourself to be like, what does it feel like to be without this dude? Because it's really just dependency. You're like, you're just comfortable. We've been together for a long time. I don't want to leave
you. She's 22 years old. She don't know nothing.
No,
but
she's still comfortable.
The thing that I don't like is I don't like that he is making you feel bad and also that you're basically supporting them by paying for everything and doing all the work. Like, no, you shouldn't be cleaning up after this guy.
No, leave the fucking mess, first of all. Do not clean up
his
shit.
You're too nice to this guy.
Do not cook him fucking food. And the fact that he's even dangling, oh, thank you so much for spending $80 on shitty weed.
I bet you wasn't even $80. You bought a dub. Yeah. That's what I bought this dub for you.
It's like, I do contribute. I bought the weed.
It's a dub.
I drove you around in 2008.
He's I also don't like that he puts you down. Like, no, saying that you're younger than him, all of that, who cares?
Ew.
Like, also, you sound way more mature than him.
Also,
this is ridiculous.
You're 4 years apart. Right. Like, spare me.
He's not 32 and you're like 20.
Right, right.
And even then. You guys went to high school together.
Right.
Like, you were contemporary.
Guys don't even mature as fast as women.
Right, so technically they're the same age.
No, not even. He's literally 15.
I know that she's asking us how should she fix this, and I think everyone is
agreeing
that we think you should move on mm-hmm. because we think you deserve a lot better, and you can be treated amazing by so many men in this world. You do not need to be with someone that treats you like this.
Okay, but you got to do it smart, though. You got to, ask a couple friends, can I sleep on your couch for a couple weeks?
No, she had her own place for 4 years. He just moved out of his parents' house
last year. Maybe he's living in her place. I don't know.
You need to kick his ass out.
Okay,
him
out.
You need to be the one to break up with him because that's going to give you, take the power back.
Yeah,
and that's going to make you feel, really, good. Really good.
Yeah. Right.
So you need to realize that this man is not a man. He's a fucking bitchy, whiny ass child who does not
some dirt ass weed.
Yeah, with some bad weed and a bad fucking attitude. And those are two things that I don't like.
Girl, he's not even buying you Kush. I bet you it's not even Kush. It's not even.
It's
like,
swag.
Yeah,
you're getting seedy swag.
I don't even know what these words are.
It's types of weed.
It's bad. It's bad.
What is swag?
Swag is like the weed that's at the bottom of the bag. So once you're done getting all swag, it's like
crumbs.
What you'd like cook with. It's like the.
You cook
with it.
Well, you put it in butter and make yourself a little treat.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So are you cooking over there? Sauteing some herb?
Yeah, Greta's like, I add it to my pasta every night.
Okay.
Sprinkle here, sprinkle there.
You're a good woman, Greta. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's...
This is it, except for Lady Lovin.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have a woman that you're admiring, that you're loving at this point in your life?
Who do I love right now?
That's a woman.
That's a woman?
You're Lady Lovin.
Yeah. Issa Rae. She's really just doing it. I followed her YouTube series forever, and she's just like so empowering. And I feel like she's even growing into herself, and because she was really awkward, and I don't really see her as awkward anymore because you know she's got money now. But like, she's doing great, and I love her edges. And
I'm
excited for her next season.
I actually watched her on Fallon, last week or something, mm-hmm. or 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She's doing like a million projects.
She is. She's busy. She's booked, yeah. And busy. Booked and busy.
Yeah. Booked. Can I tell you what, who my lady loving is?
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Cardi B.
I was thinking her also.
I just love her. I mean, she posted this video the other day, and it was like an old video when she first got 1 million followers. She's like, hey, y'all, I just want to say I'm so excited that I got 1 million followers. And I thought to myself, why am I so excited that I have 1 million followers? I don't have $1 million. Mm-hmm. I still owe 2 months of rent. It was like the funniest video. And I just really like how real she is.
She's honest. Yeah, she's great. Two great, Cardi B and Issa Rae. Marie, you got one?
Either Tiffany Haddish, because yes. I love her in all the live interviews that she does. She's like, she elevates every.
I also loved her. I mean, Girls Trip was great.
It was good. But then also,
it was good.
Have you guys seen the show Chewing Gum?
Yeah.
Michaela Cole.
Yeah.
The lead chick in that. She's like the writer of that. She created it. She's like.
You would like Chewing Gum, Julie. It's on Netflix.
Great.
It's good.
It's a messy.
It's different.
Really, really, it's a messy comedy.
I mostly hang out on Instagram, fantastic. But I need to get off.
Well, these have been great shout outs.
Greta, do you have one to close it out?
Yeah. You know, I'm just, I don't know.
Your sister for just being great at frat party tricks.
I'll shout out my sister. She just moved to LA. She did. And I'm really proud of her.
Oh, that's great. You guys are separated now?
Can you believe it? We cut the cord.
I cannot believe it.
Cut the cord.
Yeah, but it's good because you're going to be over there too.
Yeah, and Greta's like, I'm going to go January
17th. Yeah. Now I'm just going to go and reunite with her. Yeah. I'm really just going to reunite with my dogs. My dogs.
I mean, the dogs are in LA?
Yes.
I can't believe it. Wait, why?
Because my sister took them.
She was like, bye.
She took them in the middle of the night?
No, she just like
snuck out. She threw them in the Uber?
Yeah, she had a little bandana on a stick and walked out. Yeah.
But maybe she feels like she could take care of the dogs better.
You know, she can. Honestly, she can.
What a line.
Well, I mean, she's not out at night, like, doing the shit that we
do.
Yeah,
I see your sister. She's super responsible.
You guys, follow Sydney and Marie. Where can they find you guys?
On Instagram, JustSidBW. And then on Twitter, JustSidBWNYC.
You can find me on Instagram, Reezy, R-E-E-E-Z-Y, or you can find me on The League. I just downloaded it.
Also, I just got Hinge.
Raya,
Bumble.
Still waiting on my Raya membership to be approved.
Here's the thing.
She's also going to be on J-Day.
No, I'm not going to go on that.
J-Swipe.
If you have someone that you think is hot enough for Marie... slide into her DMs.
Hot enough and...
Tall enough.
And doesn't say things like, I bought all the weed. Yeah. Like, that's not... Because you're just going to have to accept that you're buying all the weed.
Mm-hmm. And then really quickly, if anybody between all the other shows we talked about, if anybody wants to come and see me headline Caroline's Tuesday, January 16th, big shocker, Sydney and Marie will also be on that show. So in case you missed the other 3,000 opportunities to see us.
We'll be there too.
Yeah. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. It's going to be really good. Everyone got to come.
And come visit us on our podcast, The Unofficial Expert.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So good.
Thanks so much,
Thank
guys.
You guys so much for listening. And we will see you next week with Lo.
Yeah.
Get excited.
And also, like, give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah. Yes. Or just comment and say that you like
we're the best.
Us.
Bye.
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 That was a HeadGum Podcast.